Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Coot Veal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virgil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Yost moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Virgil moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Virgil moves to third. Veal moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. Berberet hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a line drive into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Runnels trying to get to home. Colavito throws the ball into Berberet, who tags Runnels, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wirtz moves to third. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Lou Clinton. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito, who is chasing the ball. Button reaches third base with a triple. Malzone scores. Green goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Dave Sisler now pitching. Ray Boone pinch hits for Ike DeLuck. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. Button scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Pete Runnels. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Carroll Hardy pinch runs for Jim Pagliarani. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-3 in the game. Tasby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Carroll Hardy now playing right field. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Sandy Amoros pinch hits for Dave Sisler. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amoros hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Virgil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell is called out on strikes. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berberet strikes out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Cootville. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.